Managing agricultural businesses in today's environment is definitely challenging, perhaps even more challenging than in the past. One of the reasons for the increased difficulties comes from the many risks operators face. Risk is described as a special case of uncertainty, where the outcomes and probabilities are known. In popular usage, risk is generally understood to mean future events for which the outcomes are uncertain. Not all uncertainty is created equal, however. We might describe risk as a case where the uncertainty matters. If the outcomes did not matter, there would be no risk. Now, traditionally, we've described risk in agriculture as coming from five distinct sources: market risk, production risk, institutional risk, human resource risk, and financial risk. Strategies for managing risk or the consequences of a negative event, should it occur, vary by source of risk and level of protection already in place. In general, the options range from avoiding the risky practice entirely, for example, minimizing the risk, to accepting the risk, which might be referred to as self-insuring. Between these two extremes are several possibilities for managing the risk to a more acceptable level, by reducing the risk, transferring the risk, or possibly increasing the capacity to bear the risk. Risk management may be accomplished at several levels within a business. At the highest level, the strategic level, management makes decisions regarding the allocation of resources across business activities, the timing of the application of those resources, and the level of resource use. At this higher level, management also decides which enterprise activities to engage in. Now, put in another way, these decisions include which crops to grow, which stage to sell at, whether to diversify or vertically integrate, whether to sell direct to consumers or to contract with wholesalers. Such decisions represent big picture or macro level decisions about the business and its activities. In general, risk management strategies are intended to improve the net income of the business over time. One way of depicting this is with a probability curve. Here, you can see we have net income described on the x-axis with probability described on the y-axis. As we move upward along the curve, we see the probability is increasing. As a result, the highest point on the curve is where the average net income would be found, and along the tails to either side are lesser probability events with either low or high levels of income. Now, if we follow some sort of risk management strategy, we might want to consider how we would like the probability curve to change. We need to think through how it is that we want that probability curve to adjust, whether that might be changing its shape, shifting its left or right, or by some other adjustment. In this conceptual graph on the screen, we see that we have reduced the spread of the distribution, and by doing so, we have reduced the consequence of the lowest returns, as indicated by the protection arrow to the left. In order to gain that protection, we've also had to give up some of the higher level returns labeled as cost on the right side. Now, in return, we have increased the probability of earning an average level of return centered around the middle of the diagram, as shown at the peak of the curve. In short, we purchase some level of protection by having made some sort of payment, but in return, we have increased the probability or the possibility of earning a more consistent level of income. There is definitely more than one way to influence the probability distribution and impact net income. This slide depicts several possibilities open to us. The trick is for us to decide what might be the intended impact of any risk management strategy that we could be considering for the business. Now, comparing risk management strategies can be challenging without analytical tools to help us. In fact, that may be the biggest challenge in selecting and following a strategy for managing risk. The Right Risk team has spent the last several years developing risk analytics to evaluate various management decisions, including comparing risk management strategies. The balance of this presentation will focus on the Risk Scenario Planner tool, which is designed to assist farm and ranch managers to evaluate the impact of relatively minor management changes and to include the effects or impacts of risk in that analysis. The risk scenario planning tool was developed to help producers play the what-if game while analyzing proposed changes to their operation. The tool is based on the standard setup for a partial budget. Now, partial budget is a simple framework to analyze changes for a portion of an operation. Those changes are described by entering the financial consequence of the change as an added return or a reduced cost, or as an added cost or possibly a reduced return. The positive effects of the change are calculated by adding together the added returns and reduced costs, from which we subtract the negative effects of the change, or the sum of the reduced returns and added costs. The risk scenario planning tool provides a template for the decision maker to enter the financial effects of making proposed changes to the operation. It then adds the ability for the decision maker to further refine estimates for some of the input values as uncertain numbers. This produces a more robust analysis of the proposed change and a more thorough understanding of the possible outcomes if the change is implemented. The risk scenario planning tool input worksheet has space for the user to enter the expected changes. The worksheet allows for a text description, the quantity, and associated price. The tool then calculates the total financial impact. The calculations include totaling the positive effects on the left as well as the total negative effects on the right side of the form. The total overall expected net benefit is also calculated at the bottom. An example may be an easier way to see how this tool might be used. Consider the WX Ranch, which has a 350-head cow-calf enterprise in the Rocky Mountain region. Each year, they expect to replace about 15% of their mother cows, or 52 head. As a result, they normally hold 52 heifers out of each calf cropped over the winter to breed as replacement animals. The WX is considering making a management change that would involve keeping back an additional 40 heifers to put through a heifer development program. For added returns, the WX expects 34 of the 40 extra replacement heifers to be bred and ready to sell as herd replacements each fall. They expect that these should sell for around $1,200 per head or $40,800 in total. The 6 heifers that do not get bred can be sold as yearling feeder animals. The WX expects them to weigh about 900 pounds each and bring about $134.50 per hundredweight. This will result in another $7,263 in additional revenue. Finally, the extra replacement heifers will require a couple of additional bulls to run with the herd. The WX expects that this change will result in about 600 more pounds of coal bull sales each year at about $85 per hundredweight or $510 in total. The total positive effects that the WX Ranch expects to gain from making this change to the operation come to about $48,573 in added returns. For reduced returns, saving back the 40 extra replacement heifers means the WX will have 40 fewer weaned heifers to sell each fall. They estimate that their weaned heifers weigh about 500 pounds each, and the market price for them is about $137 per hundredweight. This results in about $27,400 in total reduced returns. For added costs, the WX estimates that 6 AUMs of grazing per head would be needed at $20 per AUM, and that adds an expense of about $4,800 additional dollars. A winter feed estimate of 1.75 tons of hay per head at about $190 per ton adds an additional hay expense of $13,300. The WX also estimates $10 per head or $400 total in additional vet and medicine expenses. Additional labor expenses are a little more difficult to estimate, but their best guess is about 275 additional hours will be needed to check, move, handle, and feed the animals along with the rest of the herd. At about $12 per hour, this totals about $3,300 in additional labor costs. The $27,400 in reduced returns from not selling the 40 heifers as wean calves is money the WX does not have in the bank, and it will be a full year before they see the returns from selling the heifers as yearlings. At 8% interest, this adds about $2,192 in additional interest costs. Also, having two more bulls in the herd will cost the WX in terms of opportunity costs about $69.15 and depreciation costs of about $666.66. And finally, they tally up a subset of their fuel, supplies, repairs, and maintenance costs that they expect to increase with the additional animals and come up with a current cost of about $29.81 per cow. Applying this to the 40 head of additional replacement heifers results in about $1,192.40 in an added cost. The end result is about $25,920.18 in added costs resulting from making the change to the WX ranch operations. Now to review, the added returns would result from selling 40 bred heifers each year, selling 6 feeder open heifers each year, and selling 6 additional cull bulls each year. The reduced returns would result from not selling the 40 heifer calves each fall, and added cost would include added grazing and added hay, added vet and medicine, added labor, interest on operating capital, bull depreciation, and then added fuel, supplies, repairs, maintenance, and other sundry costs. Finally, we see on this screen all the entries used to describe the WX strategy for keeping back an additional 40 heifers to put through a heifer development program. The total positive effects of the change would amount to about $48,573, and the total negative effects are about $53,320.18. The resulting net benefit, where we add the positive and negative effects together, come to about a negative $4,747.18. So the question is, should the WX make the change? If we only calculated the one result, the net benefit of a negative or loss of $4,747, we probably wouldn't look any further into this strategy. But now, what if the WX sets the value of the bred heifers as uncertain? The current value of $1,200 is in cell D6 of the risk scenario planning tool. We can enter bred heifer value as the description and D6 as the cell under the uncertain value 1. Then we enter $1,200 as the current value, or most likely, and then $1,100 as the possible minimum value, and $1,500 as the possible maximum value. In addition, how would the analysis come out if the hay price is uncertain as well? The current hay price of $190 per ton is entered in cell H7. So we could enter hay price as the description in H7 as the cell under uncertain value 2. We then use $190 as the current value or the most likely, and then enter $130 as maybe a possible minimum, and $250 as a possible maximum value for the hay price. A cumulative distribution graph gives the probability of earning a net income at or below any particular value. After allowing the two uncertain values, the bred heifer and hay prices, to vary over about 1,000 possible outcomes, the results of the RSP analysis are presented on this slide. What can we see from the analysis? Over the long run, we would expect the following. There's a 100% probability that the net benefit would fall below $4,412. There's also about a 100% probability that the net benefit would be above a negative $10,231. In addition, there'd be about a 50-50 chance that the net benefit would come out somewhere around a negative $3,701. And finally, the analysis shows there would be about an 18% chance that the net benefit would be above $0 of return or stated in another way, a 92% chance that the net benefit would fall below $0 of return. So, after learning these results, we might ask again, should the WX retain more heifers? Now, in general, the risk scenario planning tool can be a useful tool for analyzing management strategies and decisions involving risk. It can represent a better way to handle the presence of uncertainty by thinking in terms of distributions of possible outcomes over time. And finally, the hope is that it results in more informed decision-making. Now, if you have questions at this point, you might review the slides presenting the WX example problem again. If you're wondering how the risk scenario planning tool works, you might also consider visiting the RightRisk website at rightrisk.org and downloading the technical guide explaining the risk scenario planning tool and demonstrating some additional examples. Now let's go on to consider a second example. The X Bar Ranch, a 500 cow-calf operation in the Waimea area, has been supplementing their cattle with a commercial mineral mix for over the past 10 years. Current prices for a commercial mineral mix run about $34.66 per cow per year. Now, recent work by the U of H Cooperative Extension Service has found that an individual cafeteria-style mineral program may reduce the cost of supplementation to around $16.69 per cow per year. Let's take a look at what it would cost to provide mineral through the cafeteria-style approach. 5 new mineral bunks, or 1 bunk per 100 head, would need to be constructed at an estimated cost of about $1,000 each and are expected to last about 10 years. Currently, they are paying about 7% interest on their operating capital. The ranch also anticipates that they will spend an average of about an additional hour per week putting out mineral following the free choice approach. Labor cost is around $20 an hour, including all payroll taxes and benefits. Other expenses for additional fuel, vehicle maintenance, and miscellaneous costs are expected to increase about $250 a year. They also anticipate management costs will increase about $500 a year to manage the new mineral program. Based on past prices, they find that the free choice mineral mix could be expected to range between $14.19 and $19.19 per cow per year. And after further reflection, they realized that the commercial mineral mix prices have varied between $29.46 and $39.86 per cow per year. So we can use the risk scenario planning tool to help us evaluate this management decision. Should the XBAR change their mineral supplementation program? You could stop viewing this presentation here and return to the webpage to download a document with all the details for the XBAR Ranch Mineral Supplementation Program by clicking the link RSP Tool Problem, Hawaii County. You can also download a copy of the Risk Scenario Planning Tool to enter the XBAR information and attempt to answer the question for yourself. Now, entering the XBAR data as the total cost per year, we would fill in the RSP tool entries as we see on this slide. We enter the added costs for the free choice mineral mix, for the labor, the bunks, etc. In addition, we enter the reduced costs for the commercial mineral mix, along with the labor for that approach and other costs. The net benefit is estimated at somewhere around $6,600 per year. Conversely, if we enter the XBAR data as the total cost per cow, we end up with the entries we see on this slide. Again, we have the added cost for the free choice mineral mix, for the labor and the bunks and so on, and in addition, we have the reduced cost for the commercial mineral mix, along with the labor for that approach and so on. In this case, the net benefits are estimated at around $13.32 per cow. Now, consider that the XBAR wants to make the price of the free choice mineral mix uncertain. The current value of $16.69 per cow per year is entered in the cell H6 of the risk scenario planning tool. We enter free choice mineral mix as the description and H6 as the cell under uncertain value 1. We then enter $16.69 as the current or most likely value, and then enter $14.19 as the possible minimum value, and $19.19 as the possible maximum value. In addition, the XBAR also wants to make the price of the commercial mineral mix uncertain. The current value of $34.66 per cow per year is in the cell D28 of the risk scenario planning tool. We enter the free choice mineral mix as the description and D28 as the cell under the uncertain value too. We then enter $34.66 as the current value or most likely value, and then enter $29.46 as the possible minimum value, and $39.86 as the possible maximum value. After allowing the two uncertain values, that is, price of free choice and the commercial mineral mixes, to vary over 1,000 possible outcomes, the results of the RSP analysis are presented on this slide. What can we see from the analysis? Well, over the long run, we would expect the following. There is a 100% probability of the net benefit falling below $9,264 per year. There's also a 100% probability that the net benefit would be somewhere above $4,041 per year. In addition, there'd be about a 50-50 chance that the net benefit would come out around $6,649. And then finally, the analysis also shows there'd be a 100% chance that the net benefit would fall somewhere above $0 return per year, given our assumptions. So now we could ask again, should the XBAR change the mineral supplementation program? Thank you for taking the time to view this recorded presentation. We hope you've learned a little about how the risk scenario planning tool might be used to analyze management strategies and decisions involving risk. The risk scenario planning tool and an online course explaining how it's used are both available via a link on the webpage where you access this presentation, as well as at the Right Risk website, which is found at righttrisk.org or rightrisk.org. You'll also find my contact information is on this slide should you have further questions.